Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, folks, we're now into the third and final hour of this Monday broadcast. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're about to go to Steve and Inka and Mike and Tim and Mike and many others. We've got Paul Joseph Watson, our contributor and webmaster of my website, PrisonPlanet.com, joining us. And coming up, we're going to get into a whole other plethora of really important news, like Stuart Juror, guilty verdict of victory. He says against corrupt corporations. See, she's the figurehead because we all know her. She's not really rich compared to her globalist masters. But since we all know her, she's a good scapegoat or figurehead who's not really part of the corporate structure. And she did absolutely nothing wrong. Something a little unethical, $52,000. She cashed out some stock because she got a tip it might be going down. I mean, Bush did that for millions of dollars in Harkin Energy. My point is they've done it for billions, leveraged trillions in WorldCom and in Enron and what they're doing to the dollar, setting all that up and then profiting off of it, Lord Bush and others, while they're out bad-mouthing their own currency. Paul Watson, this was ridiculous with the Martha Stewart situation. She's facing 20 years in prison for absolutely nothing, while Bush dances around doing things 100 times bigger. Now, your comments.
Well, yeah, it's another example of how they take one of the lower minions that's involved with it and crucify them where the elite get away with it. Similar with the insider trading right before 9/11. The only repercussion from that, even though it led directly to former CIA director Buzzy Krongard, was they prosecuted a few lower-level minions, a few Egyptian businessmen that were on the edges of it. And so,
admittedly got given the info by two FBI agents in New York.
Yeah, and the trail led from the FBI back up to the CIA, but there was no investigation into that because the people doing the investigation were involved with it, and then you saw these lower minions prosecuted, and the story was buried after that.
So it's all their big, fat private cash machine. A bunch of other news. We haven't even scratched the surface. Coming up, let's go ahead and get to a call. Let's talk to Steve in Michigan. Steve, thanks for holding.
Great show.
Thank you.
I thought you were crazy when I first heard you on the Internet. And I'm glad to hear that you're doing the chemtrail show. In Michigan here, it's like somebody's making a pattern across the sky like a blanket or something.
Hey, growing up, we had blue skies. A jet flew over, it disappeared in a minute. Now, 5 hours, same trails there, hundreds of trails. You never have a blue sky. There will never be another blue sky in Texas. It's over. And something's going on.
Yeah, I spent 4 years in the Marine Corps, and the last year when I was in Cuba. And they gave me that questionnaire, would you fire an American?
Well, now, we have official news articles they've done this, so it's not speculation, but there's different forms they give them. How did they administer this test for you?
Well, we had a weekend that we were out doing exercises. We came back. We had to do PT. And then we were rushing to go back and form up. We had to jump in the shower and then form up. And then they gave us this test and said we had to form up in 10 minutes. Then I wrote a bunch of curse words on it, and I thought I'd go see the man about it, and they just ignored it.
So you said, I'm not ever going to do this. What type of questions? So it was a written test. It wasn't on computer. What type of questions did they ask you?
I don't remember the exact questions, but I know it did refer to foreign Americans and a couple of questions like that with a bunch of other questions. And they also gave us, when you come in, for processing when you first sign up, they give you a bunch of oddball questions too, and they're yelling at you, you know. So you're trying to get it right and you're trying to get it done quickly. And I think a few of them were sort of psychological tests.
Well, the Marines now, a lot of them, especially in MP training, are like, will you kill your mother if I order you to do it? Yes, sir. Will you eat your mother's guts? Will you kill school children? That's been in the news. Will you blow their little heads off? Yes, sir. Will you murder American children in order? Yes, sir. The Marine Corps is about murdering children. By the way, those are quotes. We'll be right back. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey replacement element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey replacement elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow, even if you're not taking a vacation.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, the comments I made in the last segment I know sound totally insane, but I've read the mainstream media reports here on air about some of the chance that some of the Marine Corps units now have, and it's about lining up school children, blowing their guts out, blowing their heads off. You chant that you'll murder your family. You chant that you'll do all of this. And this is the New Deal. And you say, well, then you're not for the military. If you're not for them chanting to kill children, you're some kind of commie. Well, see, that's how it starts. You know, kill a commie for mommy. And then you accept that type of... I mean, to be a tough guy, you don't need to run around chanting kill commies for mommy, you know, or eat your guts and ask for seconds. I mean, the point is that's how it starts, to shave the heads. I mean, really, it's cult programming. And you can accept some of that, you know, that, well, we got to do this so they can fight wars. And to a certain extent, that's true. Having brainwashed killer zombies is a wonderful thing, and telling them they're elite because they have this identity and doing all of this. I mean, that was figured out, you know, thousands of years ago, and has been perfected up to the level it is today. And now they want to drug the troops with all these different drugs and things. So you shave people's heads and put them in sleep deprivation and stress out their body and use peer pressure. And then, oh, after all this pressure, well, you went through all of it for a reason. You're a good guy now. And look, if somebody wants to join that and go through that type of conditioning, that's their business. And it might serve a purpose if it was to really fight some enemy. But see, now it's to domestically act as our police force. And you see the results of it. Just arrest all the children, arrest all the men, kick their guts out if they smart off to you, put bags over their heads, chain them up outside for months on end, for years on end. And now they're going to be acting domestically with this new rules of engagement. And they're telling you how wonderful this is. So going back briefly to Steve in Michigan, and we'll bring Paul Watson up as well. Steve, so you say you thought I was crazy in the past, but what woke you up?
I spent 2 years in the National Guard after that. And when I did a two-week for the National Guard, I came back, and before they released us, the team leader said that George Washington was a terrorist. And he seemed real unhappy about it. He said, I don't want to talk about it. That's it. And he let us go. There's two guys from...
So he was upset, but he'd been told to read that ADL script.
Yep. And then I came back, and I heard you say that on the radio, and about, you know... And I never heard the blood cadence, or kill mommy or anything like that in Marine Corps. But I heard a couple of them in the National Guard. It kind of bothered me. And
slaughter the children, rip out their guts, throw the candy on the ground, mow the little bastards down. We're going to slaughter all your children, put them in the FEMA camp. Isn't it loving? But see, the point is, no matter how insane all this sounds, all over the country, that's the FEMA ADL line. It's in their handbooks. All Christians are terrorists, all homeschoolers, all founding fathers are bad. And so I guess he'd been told to tell you this. Did he look down at the ground and go, I've just got to tell... Why did he even follow those orders? That's pathetic. So I don't want to put words in your mouth. I mean, was he depressed, or you said he didn't want to talk about it? I mean, he just said, I've got to tell you, the Founding Fathers are terrorists?
They had a couple guys in there that were from headquarters.
Oh, he'd been told to say it. I got it.
Yeah, and they were sitting right in the room, so I think he, in order to stay a team leader, he had to say it or something. He's not a guy like that. I mean, he's aware of what's going on. I think
it's just... Red Dawn, man. It's Red Dawn. It's a re-education center. So there's two guys commanding officers there from headquarters, and so the National Guard team leader had to say, but there was more. I think he got, because he obviously didn't say what he was supposed to say.
Yeah, he got us out after that. Also,
well, I'll tell you what. Describe exactly what happened. This is very important for people.
We are doing our mission planning, and getting our gear ready. Then we go in, I see the team leader, and platoon sergeant, and he said this, that they weren't officers. It was, staff sergeant. And,
you said that there were people from headquarters there. How
yes,
many people in
intelligence,
the room? How many people in the room? What setting? Go over it for us.
It was the whole platoon, and it was... sergeant and someone else from headquarters company, intelligence part. There's I forgot what their job is. I don't remember.
Okay, but I mean, describe what he said. He just, did he look down? Did he look up? What did he say?
He said out of the blue, it's kind of like it was, it's kind of like they were said, you're going to say this or else, And so he just blurted it out. He said, I don't want to discuss it, and told us to leave, because first we were thought maybe he meant
tactics. Well, word for word, what did he say? Because it sounds like you're saying he said, George Washington's a terrorist. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, he said, we're talking about, tactics like, small unit tactics and stuff. And then out of the blue, he said, George, our founding fathers and George Washington were terrorists. And then he said, what do you mean? You mean like tactics? He was like a guerrilla fighter or something? And he said, I don't want to talk about it. And then he said, get out of here and get your gear ready.
So he didn't want to give me the full spiel, yeah. Well, yeah. I've got the full spiel, not just on the video that's in Road to Tyranny now. I've got it from other cops, other video, other CD-ROMs, other training manuals. Everywhere they're teaching them this. All Christians are terrorists. All homeschoolers are terrorists. All gun owners are terrorists. All of us are evil. If we have anti-UN stickers, go ahead and arrest us. And the cops just sit there and just, I don't know what's wrong with them. I mean, I'm living in the twilight zone here. Hey, listen, good to hear from you. So you heard me talk about that, and you could, so how long have you been listening to the show?
Well, I've listened to you for about 2 years on and off, and when I first heard you, I thought, well, you know, the Republicans were the good guys, and, you know, you must be a liberal or something, or, you know, and some of the stuff you said I thought were crazy, like the chemtrails, but, you know, they're over my house now. And but that when you said George Washington was a terrorist, you know, then I started listening every day.
Hey, thank you for the call. I appreciate it and your service to the country. Paul Watson, you want to comment on what he just had to say?
Yeah, well, going back to the bloodthirsty training of the troops, we had on Prison Planet the CNN video where it shows an Iraqi writhing around on the ground. Somebody, one of the troops shoots him dead. Then they go up after and interview him and said, you know, how do you feel? And the soldier said, hell yeah, that was great. Let's kill some more. And so that shows you the kind of mindset.
And the point is that, you know, I've got family who's killed people in war, you know, and you know, old folks who killed a lot of people in Germany and France and in Japan. And these guys wouldn't talk about it, man. They were tough. And if you would get them to talk about it, they start getting a tear in their eye. You don't run around going, kill, I love it, I love killing, I love it, I love it. I mean, if you have to kill, you kill, but you don't run around. Go ahead, Paul.
And going back to the will you fire on U.S. on U.S. citizens survey, we've already got, I mean, all the urban combat operations going on in Iraq with the sound phaser and the urban surveillance system. It was then admitted that Iraq is just a beta test for all this and that it's going to be shifted into U.S. cities within the next 5 years. The fact that they've set up this urban surveillance system and they're just beta testing it in Iraq with the sound phaser to disperse peaceful protests.
And we've got articles, Washington Post, Reuters, it's been admitted that the Pentagon said this smart city is a test, and he said, in fact, what was that in? That was a few months ago. He said, we've already put this in U.S. cities, and exactly, they plan to have that here, and now they're issuing national ID cards to all the Iraqis.
Yeah, that was in the Associated Press. So all this urban combat training is geared towards U.S. cities, not specifically for terrorist attacks and the aftermath, but for the aftermath of the economic crash where, in the words of Tatiana Korzhina, Putin's former inner circle advisor, Americans will be naked on the streets. And so that's why they're trying to develop these systems which disperse protesters, because they're going to use it after this big economic crash.
And then suddenly you hear it all over Clear Channel stations like it's the newest things in sliced bread. Oh, these wonderful systems. By the way, they admit today that they make you deaf. They shatter your eardrums. They are violent. And microwave guns on top of the Humvees. All of this quietly being prepared for us, Paul.
Yeah, I mean, the many hundreds and thousands of decibels above the safe level. And in the LA Times article, they were making the point that if they use it in Iraq, it's not going to disperse the people. It's only going to make them more angry, which then will shift into lethal as opposed to non-lethal force. So that's what it's becoming the justification for.
All of this is an antagonizer, and it's a training aid to train troops to attack peaceful people. That's all this is about. I've read the policy reports. I'll tell you, I hope these yuppies are listening, Paul, because we got the World Bank documents. They plan to take everything we've got. And what do you think about Warren Buffett dancing around laughing, going, the dollar's going to implode, you're greedy, you deserve it, while his profits double?
Yeah, these are the insiders telling us this, and yet people are still investing in the casino of the stock market. And so, as I just said, the whole thing, all the urban combat training, the police state is geared towards the aftermath of the economic crash. It's not necessarily related to faked terrorist attacks. That's just the primer to get all the legislation for the police state passed so they can yet then implement it after the economic meltdown.
I got an article here out of Tennessee. They're going, we're going to put Homeland on the streets, deputize local police for Homeland, and then I turn on the news, and we did post that last week at, you know, News 8 Austin here locally. They're just going, yeah, well, we did swear in our local police as federal and then UN police today. And, Paul, it's really happening. You know what? They're not going to be able to drop the hammer. I think they would have already done it, but we've been out there exposing them. I really think we're holding them back. What do you think?
Yeah, we've held them back since, you know, September 2001 from a massive terrorist attack, and so they are backpedaling, which is why they keep slipping up and making mistakes in speeches and so forth. We can gauge the effect that we're having by their own mistakes.
But don't think we're in good waters. We're in dire straits. This is mortal combat. I mean, these people are just savage to the core. They can't wait to chew your intestines out of your body.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flows through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Termbusters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Termbusters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call Termbusters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
I've stated this time and time again, it's so central. I get on the air and I say that the government is teaching police and military that all founding fathers are terrorists, that freedom lovers are evil, that homeschoolers should be arrested. And people don't believe it, and then they finally hear it. And you cops out there haven't gotten this training yet. They soon will. And when they finally hear it, they'll either submit to it and go, okay, George Washington's bad, or you can join us, the crazies that think he was good. Paul Watson, we're about to go to Inca in California. There's a bunch of other news articles here. Portable drug test for students to get tryout in Palm Beach. And it says 23 county high schools are being trained to use a new drug test whenever they have a reasonable suspicion that a student is using legal drugs based on appearance or bad behavior, said school police chief Jim Kelly. So now they do a drug test on you. If they think there's a reasonable, see, they're now police. So it's not just police violating the Fourth Amendment. Now it's the teacher. Well, it's like school teachers say, you will go on Ritalin or we'll take your child, you know, if you don't put them on it. Or school administrators. And Lord Bush has said that nationwide, and now they want to make everyone drug test, guilty until proven innocent. To get into your own British bars, they're starting this. And if you say no, they call the police in on you. Your take on that?
Yeah, Blair just announced 2 weeks ago the same program in British schools. And as you mentioned, we've got a massive beta test going on at the moment in the south of England where people lining up outside a club or a bar, they've got DNA swabs on standby to take a swab of the inside of your mouth for drug testing. And if you refuse to take one because it's a total invasion of privacy, then they have officers, two officers on standby who will question you for suspicious behavior if you refuse to take the test.
Now, come on, people. This is not freedom. Your child being drug tested and frisk and police dogs jumping on them, and you're like, well, that'll stop the drugs. They ship them in, idiots. There's more drugs on the street now after the drug war got bigger. Oh.
The cameras in the schools are now linked directly to squad cars. Cameras in the bathrooms linked on the internet, but they say, oh, that's okay. We've got a password-protected internet stream where only our own employees can watch the children getting changed in the bathroom.
Bunch of perverts.
That's okay.
And statistically, that's where the pervs go. You know, they know what they're doing. We're in a lot of trouble, people. Inca in California, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I've been on hold for a little while, and I kind of feel a little bad about being off subject, but
you talk about whatever you want.
Thank you. I started listening to you about a year ago, and around the same time I started waking up to the chemtrail issue, and I was so horrified at what you were talking about and the aerosol operation that's happening over my town here in Northern California that I started to make a website on this, and I kind of took the Alex Jones philosophy. That there's so much credible documentation out there. We don't need to make up stories. It's all out there if you do a little bit of research. And I started chemtrails911.com. And there's just tons of U.S. legislation and bills and things like that, government-sponsored studies, 1,000-page-long reports talking about the spraying of our sky with fine particles. We got some great time-lapse photography on there. And I really, you know, I was wondering if maybe that we could set up a time or something that I could talk to you a little bit about.
Yeah, I'd like to have you on as a guest. The website is
chemtrails911.com. And it's basically documented facts, chock full with photos and time-lapse photography on the aerosol.
Yeah, I've actually heard of that site. How many hits you get?
Maybe around 500 a week.
So you just put it up?
Yeah, about a year ago, you know, and it started out slow, you know.
Well, people need to see it, and so we'll start. Let me check the site out, and I'll try to have you on as a guest. You know, this chemtrail thing, I haven't ignored it. It's just so huge. And you know, you feel crazy at first, but, I mean, the entire sky was spray lines, and they never went away, and it was 80 degrees. I mean, and they were at 2,000, 3,000 feet, giant plumes falling down towards me. Paul, you want to comment on this?
Well, what's worse than the chemtrails themselves, people who don't admit the existence, is the people that do admit the existence of them, but then say, oh, they're protecting us from global warming. Well, we had the case 2 months ago with a school just a few miles from me where military jets were seen overhead spraying these trails. The children out in the playground then started wheezing, coughing up blood. They all had to be sent home. Some had to be treated on the spot. So, you know, how is that a form of protection?
And by the way, you've posted 50 articles where, you know, plague bombs released on Scotland, spraying troops, killing them, BBC, 1985. I mean, they admit spraying England over the last 50 years many times.
So the thesis that they're trying to inoculate us against something is completely, you know, an antithesis to the history of, you know, biological testing on people in both U.S. and British cities.
But I think the atmosphere itself has changed. Because, I mean, it was a blue sky, and by the end of the day, it was just stripes everywhere. Everybody stay there. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Now understand, with the chemtrail situation, there's multiple things happening. When a jet is up at 20, 30,000 feet and is spraying, it's not spraying you. And understand, 5, 6 years ago, 7 years ago, I remember a woman calling into my local talk show. Nobody else had talked about this. And she goes, you know, I live out here by the airport. It's making us really sick and killing the plants in my backyard. They're dumping jet fuel when they come in for landings. And it's like, sometimes it's liquids. Sometimes you can smell it. Sometimes it's like cobwebs. And I'm like, okay, well, that's interesting. And I've been out at the airport before. And, you know, there's all these weird cobwebs come down and start hitting me in the face. And it's like, smells like fuel. And I'm sorry, I have a memory. I'm cursed with it, I guess. I remember when we had blue skies, you know, or we'd have, you know, cirrus clouds or the big calculus clouds or the cumulus clouds. But I remember seeing them up there. But most of the time we'd have big, you know, blue skies on a cloud in the sky. You never see that. Never, never, never. Fall, summer, spring, winter. You never have those big blue skies in Texas. And I've been all over the country. I mean, you'll see at 5,000 feet a jet fly over. I was out in California driving down the highway on that big highway between San Francisco and L.A. a few months ago. The internal one, not 101, whatever the other one is, 4 something, I forget. But I'm sitting there driving, and I watch a jet flying, you know, along the road with us towards L.A., and it flies over and leaves a trail at about 5,000 feet. And I watch it start billowing downwards towards us, and I watch them merging. You know, they'll fly like on a line and create this whole bank of so-called condensation, and then it'll just form cloud cover. And it's designs and squiggles and lines, and it's everywhere. We don't have blue skies anymore. And they go, well, that's just condensation. Ice crystals are supposed to dissipate. My entire life, it disappeared in a minute. No more. Now 4 or 5 hours, one trail. Paul Watson, I want to let Inka finish up what she was saying, but, I mean, this chemtrail situation, from all your studies, what's really going on?
Well, mostly as far as, like, looking at documented evidence and things like that, we kind of see two areas in which, you know, they want to spray for. We see it for, you know, a global warming, like Edward Teller, you know, in 1997 at the Lawrence Livermore Ave, says the stratosphere's disbursement of fine aluminum particles or highly reflective particles could create like a sun shield over the planet to reflect incoming sunlight and possibly mitigate global warming.
Yeah, let me bring Paul Watson up. Actually, the Earth is darkened by 20% according to the NASA Goddard Center, and it actually heats the Earth up.
Exactly. So there are extreme contradictions. And another area in which they find an area to spray is for warfare, you know, a lot in connection with the HAARP facility that's going on, a way to transmit radio waves. If there's a lot of magnetic particles in the upper part of the atmosphere, they can actually, you know, talk to submarines. They can find underground caves, like they were trying to use the HAARP in Iraq for underground mines and things like that. And they're kind of proud of this type of thing.
Yeah, they use it as a resonance. In fact, if you look at the sky, it is like a resonance pattern. Paul Watson, your take on this.
Well, a similar case in this country. 7-8 years ago, we could go 3 weeks in the summer with barely a cloud in the sky, and now, you know, we're lucky to get a couple of hours of sunshine a day. We've had reports before where people have walked up to airport technicians, you know, people on scout groups and organizations and tours of airports and things like that, and they found airport technicians adding something to the fuel of the aircraft where, you know, aircraft experts would question this because it's not part of the normal procedure, and the airport technicians would just, you know, say, you know, oh, we're under orders, we don't really know what this is, we've just been ordered to add it to the fuel of the aeroplane, and so we've had those reports in the past as well.
Yeah, and we've got photos of them with spray nozzles on them. And
yeah, you know, a lot of what they call for is because if they're basing this...
You don't have a radio up, do you?
Me?
Yeah.
No, just you.
Okay, just some reason it's echoing, but go ahead.
I forgot what I was going to say. Yeah, is that they... a lot of this falls... If they're taking the model of the protecting, you know, with the fake sunscreen to mitigate global warming, that would be actually fall into their plans of why we don't really see the blue sky days. And they actually call that is, you know, one of the side effects. But, you know, incidentally, at the same time Edward Teller was coming up with this at Lawrence Livermore Labs, Ken Caldera was also saying that, you know, messing with the atmosphere like this could have, you know, grave environmental consequences and enormous health concerns. The size particles, which what we see in the lab results that have come back, test positive for aluminum and barium and sometimes titanium, which are highly reflective particles, that they're so small, according to the American Journal of Medical Association, that these particles can actually infiltrate the lungs and get into the bloodstream and cause...
Yeah, we know it's now showing up in people's brains at high levels. It causes the Alzheimer-type diseases. Thanks for the call. I'll check that site out. I appreciate that. Paul, we do need to spend more time on the chemtrails. I mean, I'm going to go out with time-lapse photography, and I've got to start videoing this because, I mean, it's so ridiculous. When a chemtrail sits there for 4 hours, I mean, I want to show this to pilots at 4,000 feet and go, okay, chemtrails are supposed to form at 20 to 40,000 feet. That is your condensation trail. Why is this at 4,000 feet sitting there for 3 or 4 hours? Will you explain this to me? Why is it billowing? Paul, have you ever seen it where it billows down from the trail? Like falling downward? Have you seen that?
Yeah, I've seen that. And we also, as you mentioned before, we have kind of spider's webs or angel hair, you know, hitting the ground, and a lot of people have mixed that in falsely with UFO reports when it's actually coming directly from these chemtrails. And I mean, look at the physical effects. Allergies are up, and you can tell your listeners about that.
I don't know anyone that doesn't have them. I know people who lived it their whole lives. They go, suddenly, last 5 years, I can't breathe. I've got it. People who lived it their whole life are suddenly, I can't breathe anymore. And I go, how many years? 5 years. 5 years. 5 years. 5 years. 5 years. 5 years. 5 years.
I mean, I've had the same sinus infection for 7-8 years and no treatment available, and many other people are in the same boat. Many people, you know, flu rates are skyrocketing as well. So the physical effects of this are clear.
Don't have to tell me about it. I mean, it's just... I know this. Jets at 4,000 feet don't spray a plume out that sits there for 5 hours. And, Paul, I'm not kidding. I have sat there before and just watched the trail sit there for hour after hour.
And it's proven by the fact that most of the pictures show crisscrossing chemtrails where planes will cross, you know, a distance of hours between each other and leave trails which, you know, hang in the sky crisscrossing. X marks the spot for hours and hours after that. So that proves that these are not, you know, just normal condensation trails.
Well, something changed 6-7 years ago, and it's gotten a lot worse, and now it's just... let's talk to Mike in New York. Mike, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
We should actually continue the chemtrails. I have actually some information on that. It's like four different programs going on with the military and all that.
So there's four different programs. Go ahead.
The first one basically deals with where the aerosol mixture up in the sky that they spray on you is supposed to support an RF ducting type for a warfare system. Like, it's a mixture of barium salt.
Yeah, I know they've done public tests that's admitted that they're using it to resonate and to control and to amplify their HARP system.
Well, being me up in New York, they did this in 2001 up in Fort Drum, and up in the 10th Mountain Division in the military.
They admit they're doing it. They admit that they spray out this aluminum dioxide to resonate radar waves and stuff, so we know that's going on.
Yeah, just yesterday, since you mentioned it yesterday, you saw it down in Texas. It was happening up here over us. I was off on my deck looking at it with the binoculars.
I mean, it started...
I mean, it was doing
at about
the same
9-10 o'clock in the morning, and by the time I was driving home from San Antonio, you could not see anything but trails. I mean, hundreds of them everywhere.
Exactly, that's what they're doing up here. I look at the binoculars, I see the type of planes there. They're the white type, unmarked, like tanker planes usually. It's usually ones with.
Okay,
the
so that's one of the points. What are the other three?
The other three, there's one. Used by supposedly DARPA as means to detect and decontaminate enemy biological attack, which uses a barium salt mixture as well with polymer fibers in it.
I'm aware of all these different programs, but I mean, go ahead and say the other two.
There is the one that's your guest before, Nick Inka, said about the HARP project and when it coincides with the HARP and all that.
Well, that's the first one, yeah.
That was the first one, and then there was the... let me look over here. I'm trying to look at...
Well, they're putting biologicals into the system. They're impregnating our minds with aluminum. You know, it's the same folks that put sodium fluoride in your water and admitted poison. Hey, listen, Mike, good to hear from you. I appreciate the call. I want to finish up with calls. I've got a bunch of news here. I want to hit with Paul. Ron in Oklahoma. Go ahead, Ron.
Alex, so far I've bought 3 copies of Paul's book. It's absolutely amazing. Once folks have your films, they should get Paul's book, Order Out of Chaos, and then Tex Mars' book. It is absolutely mind-blowing. It's well put together, informative. The information you gather from these books can pretty much complete a person's education, Alex. I have been really impressed with it. Other people have. Also, Alex, here in Oklahoma, our state senate is about to vote on making permanent homeland security. Before the veil of darkness falls over the state of Oklahoma, I'd like to appeal to your listeners around the country and around the world who have friends or family here in Oklahoma. Contact them. Send them your films, the books, bumper stickers. Tell them what's going on. and help us stop this.
Well, I've got an article here in Tennessee that they're going to make them, local police, arm them. Everybody's going to be anti-terror, basically. And, of course, they're not going to find any terrorists. But, see, every misdemeanor's terrorism now, so none of us have our rights, see. So it's more lawyer speak.
Also, Alex, I came across a fellow the other day who has a relative back east who is a air traffic controller who basically verified Colonel DeGrand Pree's story about what happened on 9/11. He also says that the next day someone came around and picked up all the logs, records, tapes from all the air traffic controllers, and all the evidence vanished.
Oh, well, that's admitted. They grabbed all the tapes, all the transmissions, told the people to shut their mouths under national security because they just were told to stand down, just sit there, you know, for hours with their thumbs in their mouths.
Apparently. Anyway,
So what specifically did he say was confirmed? I mean, what was he saying?
The part about 9/11, I told him the story about the 119th flight of the North Dakota Air National Guard, the Happy Hooligans, scrambling, and the lead plane bringing down Flight 93 with two sidewinders. And he said, yeah, I knew that. And I said, well, how'd you know that? He said, well, I have a relative who's an air traffic controller back east, and he told me the story, except that he said that someone came around the next day and collected all the logs and tapes.
Yeah, I hear you. Thanks for the call, Ron. You know, it's funny, Paul. We all know what's going on. It's all out there in plain view, but again, no one's held accountable. It's like last week with Aristide, who I'm no fan of, our government put him in, had our own special forces protecting him for the last 10 years, but then they throw him out of office, stage this deal, and then lie and say, no, we didn't. I mean, it's just the blatant lying and then never getting in trouble for it.
Well, going back to the Colonel Don Grand Prix interview, people ask about Flight 93. You know, why was it shot down? Why wasn't it allowed to go on? It was because Flight 93 was delayed on the runway for about 15-20 minutes. They couldn't let it go a flight, you know, go in the air and hit its intended target because the questions about the NORAD non-interception would be even more, you know, higher in volume because it would have been even later delayed than the flight that hit the Pentagon. So it would have been, you know, around an hour and a half in the air before any kind of scrambling took place. So that's why one of the reasons why they had to bring down Flight 93.
Absolutely. Let's, real quick, I mean, I'm giving each caller a minute here because I got to get to some final news with Paul. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Illinois. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Ron, great job on what you're doing. I want to ask Ron a question. Alex, I brought this up when I talked to you last
time. Okay, Ron's a caller. Ron's gone.
Paul. What I wanted to say is the United States, obviously, we're losing all our jobs, and we're bringing Hispanic workers and illegal immigrants, and Bush grants them amnesty. What do you see happening in England and Europe? Is there anything similar happening there like there is in the United States? Loss of jobs. Asia's taken all the work. Mexico's got all the jobs, and I want to ask you about that.
Okay, Paul, what's happening? The same program, isn't it?
Exact same program. Even the call center jobs. Whenever you phone up, say, your local, you know, cable company, the person that answers the phone is based in India, and the company directs them not to give their name or to make up a fake name and actually trains them in what's going on in...
Hello, this is Chris Jones. Good to talk to you. And then you get off the script, and they go... And you go, but now, sir, I've got a problem. And then, I like baseball. How about you? I mean, and actually, that was on the news that you know, they teach them a little fight. How is the baseball team doing? No, I'm not kidding, folks.
I live in the industrial center of, you know, the former industrial center of Britain, one of the leading producers of steel in the world. Now the factories are completely shut down. Everyone's lost their jobs. And so it's the same program, the race to the bottom. And amnesty under the Labour government has increased, you know, 50% every
basically
year.
It's armored police stations below the huge high-rise bank buildings with all of us living in third world, compact city states being secretly arrested, going to forced labor camps, total enslavement. That's the future.
And the same program's introduced at the same time by the Anglo-Saxon mafia, the echelon countries, Britain, Canada, America, Australia, New Zealand, same programs at the same time for the same agenda.
Absolutely. Mike, got to let you go. Terry in Texas. Go ahead, Terry.
Hello, Alex.
Yes.
I want to back up what you've had to say about the chemtrails. I'm not too far from San Antonio, and I've been watching them for several months now, doing exactly what you said. And the day will start off just perfectly clear. Before the day's over with, we've got cloud-covered sky.
Well, with the stripes, you can watch them laid down so clearly right next to each other that it stripes.
Oh, yeah.
And you watch them start meeting and then meet up and turn into cloud cover.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And that's been going on. You know, I've been watching it since you've been reporting on it. And I tell my friends, and they go, "Oh, that's just the way it is. It's the weather conditions up there." I said, "Not like this from border to, you know, horizon to horizon." And they stay there forever.
Well, yeah, I mean, 5 years ago, did you ever see something like that?
Oh, yeah. I grew up in Arlington, and no, I didn't. Not 5 years ago. I'm like you. You know, growing up, wouldn't know such thing as they dissipate in no time.
And plus, they didn't form at 5,000 feet.
No, uh-uh. You can almost toss rocks at them now.
Thanks for the call. You know, I'll try to cram Jen in here. I wanted to reveal shocking new evidence of dangers of genetically modified crops. U.S. gave uranium to 43 nations. U.S. agents ignored doubts of Iraq's arms. I mean, I just, biological, I got all this news here.
You hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days. Pollution, pollen. Is it as healthy as you'd like? Allergies, asthma. Probably not. Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, Rob, you're so funny.
They go into you, into your children,
your lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen, and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less.
Call them now to breathe easier. 888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are recleanable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
All right, my friends, final segment. Paul Watson, we did cover a lot of the news today, but this article you posted, The Mark of Doom, talking about biological, race-specific weapons. Our government admits they have it, the British, the Israelis. Dick Cheney says he wants to legitimize the use of this, so I guess killing certain races now is good. But it's bad if you're against it. Your comments on the whole genetic engineering situation.
Well, it's actually in the Project for a New American Century documents, where people like Wolfowitz, William Crystal, Dick Cheney, talk about the possibility of using this type of weapon, not just to, you know, wage war, but also, in their own words, to reconfigure world politics. And they're talking about a gene bomb which will eliminate one particular race. And
a biological weapon that could infect people according to genetic markers. Not only would it allow for genocide, it would be created specifically for that purpose. A recent report by the British Medical Association stated that the rapid progress in genetics could become the basis for ethnic cleansing on an unheard-of scale in the future. All this police state is just being built for that right now, to corral us while they're exterminating us, and that's the globalist own plan.
Yes, to get people out of the farms, out of the wilderness, into the compact cities, so they can launch this kind of attack successfully.
So they can bug bomb us.
Yeah, and I mean, they're talking about this maybe taking 10 years, maybe never happening. I mean, Israel, publicly, the Jane's Defense publication came out and said that Israel was already on the verge of acquiring this weapon.
The Nazis were developing it 50, 60 years ago. They've had race-specific weapons in federal documents for 30 years.
That's where the ideology springs from, and the Israelis, in their own defense documents, they've reported that they're ready to use it and are willing to use it against the Arabs, and so that's World War III right there.
The Arabs are... can you imagine? That'll kill a lot of Jews, though. It's the same genetic line. They claim, though, they've got it down so specifically, though, that it'll just... boy, I tell you, if you're one of these darker Israelis, you're dead.
But they're talking about some of the pharmaceuticals which they've got available will inoculate some people against it. So, I mean, all the elite will take those drugs, and all the serfs, the Arabs, will get hit by it.
Well, we know they've already got bioweapons out there. Paul, people need to get my videos. They're excellent. They're waking people up. And I mean, that's not spin. That's not hype. That's the facts. I can't describe how good they are. You need to have them. Your book, Order Out of Chaos, Preeminent Work on Government-Sponsored Terror. In a nutshell, what's in the book?
It's 320 pages. It's about government-sponsored terror, how it's used to ram through their unified political agenda. Three chapters on 9/11, and many people are saying that, I mean, I finished writing the book late, early 2003, and a lot of that 9/11 stuff is cutting edge even now. People are saying, well, how did you predict that all this evidence would come out for remote control? Well, because I was right on the cutting edge of it back then, and now it's all coming out and justifying what I wrote in the book. So
again, it covers 9/11, a bunch of other key stuff. You need to have it. $19.95. Get a second copy for $11.95 when you buy one to give us a gift. The videos are $20. You order three or more, $25.95. If you don't, all over 2 hours. 1-888-253-3139 or prisonplanet.com or infowars.com. I'm sorry to June and others. Call me back tomorrow. Out of time today. Be sure and join us tonight, 9 to midnight. The toll-free number to get these videos, to get these books, is 1-888-253-3139. The people are very open-minded now to our statement that the world is round, that government is corrupt, that the founding fathers are good. We're very radical. The world is round, the founding fathers are good, big government is bad. Get the videos, help us spread the word, because things are going to get worse and worse. And people have to know who's behind it. 888-253-3139. Thanks for joining us, Paul. Back tonight.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.